Blog Talk Radio.
Shuva Yahweh, revolt, Alpha Israel Selah. Return Yahweh unto the countless thousands of Israel. Shalom, 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 all praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yahweh forever and forever and ever. I am Yirmiyahu ben Yisrael, and you are in another episode in the Knowledge Suite. We come your way every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, you already know it gives us a great deal of pleasure to come your way and to grace you in these episodes in the Knowledge Suite. And we thank, we praise, we honor, we glorify the mighty Yahweh for all that he is doing, all he is going to do, all he has done. Hallelujah. All praises be unto the Most High Yahweh. Love and love, brothers and sisters and people of the nations, tonight we are going to bring out some more things about a pagan celebration that's coming up this Father's Day. We're not telling you not to be with your fathers. And like we told you, we didn't tell, we weren't saying not to be with your mothers, but just know and recognize what this day is about, where it originated, what it's all about, and do not put your heart and soul in this, because every day is Mother's Day. Every day is Father's Day in the respect and in the what? In the context of what the Most High Yahweh told us to do, and that was to honor our mother and father. Now, this is strictly and very restricted to the Hebrew law, but hallelujah, again, if it starts with us, it must spread to the other nations, because this is why we were put on this planet as being what? The children of Israel, who are the children of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Tonight, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations, we are going to listen in on some audio bites, and I'm going to do what you know we do here in the Knowledge Suite. Of course, I'm going to allow the audio bites to play, and I'm going to expound as we go along, and I'm going to correct as we go along, and we're going to debunk as we move along. And I'm going to let two brothers who apparently are very freshly, you know, I mean, who are fresh out of Christianity and still have a lot to learn, as a whole lot of us do, because no one person has it all. Just remember that. No one person has all the wisdom, all the knowledge, understanding, except it is the Most High Yah himself, who is the only one that possesses all the knowledge, all the wisdom, all the knowledge, all the understanding. Hallelujah. Only one being know it all. And don't you forget that, because the sons of men are very limited. That includes me and others. We are very, very limited in what we know and what we will know, and just the things that we just know from everyday living, from everyday wisdom, you know. But the wisdom that comes from Yah is what? Hallelujah. It's never ending. It's forever. It's infinitesimal, meaning what? There is no end to it. Yes, my beloved brothers and sisters, there is a pagan day, another pagan day, and of course, we will show you as we move and proceed over into the presentation tonight that you are at the start of what is called the what? The summer solstice. Oh, yeah, where the sun is what? Closest to the earth. And these pagan days drive the pagans crazy because they are sun worshippers anyway. What do you mean by pagan? Pagan just simply means wicked. It means evil. It means what? Satanic. Satanic. Yes, Satan. He who opposes Yah. It means what? To go along with Satan has set up and has what? Quote, unquote, deemed to be true and right. And that is not right according to the words of the Most High Yah. Yes, pagan, wicked, pagan, evil, pagan, not of the mighty Yah. My beloved brothers and sisters, we're going to get started now, because we want to go in here, we want to debunk the origins of Father Day, show you where this wickedness come from, as with the other wicked holidays that are celebrated in this country and around the planet, and have nothing, absolutely nothing, 0% to do with the words of the true and the living, mighty Elohim of Israel, Yahweh is his name. We're about to get started. I'm going to let these brothers go, and then I'm going to jump in and show you, especially when they run to that new book. I got to get them. And let that be a rule of thumb to all you brothers out there, to all you Morays, where y'all try to go over there in that new book, I got to spank your hand. I got to get you. There's not the words of the Most High, Yah. And if you're going to stand on that and say it, my brother and my sister, you've got to be meaning it. You have got to be for real about it. You can't go over there and grab something like just to contend with somebody or to try to just strive with somebody, you know, or another brother, you know, with no cause of what the word says, strive not against a man. You know, do not strive against a brother if he's done thee no harm. You know, strive not with a brother if he has done thee no harm. This is right here in our book, in the book of Proverbs. Yes, my beloved brothers and sisters. So now, let us go and listen in on what these brothers are talking about, and like we encourage you to do with everything that we play here, especially audio bites. Yes. What? Learn to be wise about it. Pray unto the Most High Yah for wisdom, my beloved brothers and sisters, because he is the only one that can give it to you. The Most High Yahweh is the only one that can give you wisdom. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers, my sisters, and people of the nations. Yes. Now, what you do when you're out here listening, because there's a lot of stuff out here, and there's a lot of trash, a lot of junk, there's a lot of good things mixed in with the bad things. But you must have a mind of wisdom to tunnel through this tremendous sea of confusion that's out here now, because there's a lot of that. But there's a lot of good information. There's a lot of wisdom. There's a lot of truth. But see, one good thing that you must know and overstand and understand and understand about the truth is that the truth cannot be corrupted. Because the truth will always overshadow a lie every time. And the truth will break a lie into pieces. Don't ever forget that the truth will break a lie into pieces. My beloved brothers, sisters, and people of the nations, we will be back momentarily. We're getting ready to get it started now.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the illness, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep.
All right, shalom, we're brothers from the Body of Christ Church, and we're going to touch on a topic that may upset many, may cause some people to be upset, may have some people saying, what in the world are they talking about? And what we're getting ready to talk about is a holiday that many people celebrate here in the U.S. and throughout the world at different times, and that day is called Father's Day. And people get it all into Father's Day. They run out, they go get their dad a tie, they look for their favorite electronics, they're shopping all over this earth because this is the time when you recognize your father. On the other hand, you have people that go into a deep depression on this day. Do we not? Because they start thinking about how sorry their fathers were and how they didn't have a father around. And so they run into the doctor, they're taking medicine, they're going, they're getting different pills for depression and so forth, all because they never really knew their father or their father wasn't worth anything. Or the other option was their father may have died and passed away, and this is the first or second Father's Day where they don't have their father around. There's many different things. But what we have to understand as followers of the Bible, if we're doing something and saying that it's a day that we're supposed to honor or keep, then we need to look into the Bible to see if it's really a righteous or if it's a holy day. So let's go back real quick into the origin of what the day came from. Let's just go back to Exodus chapter 20. Because we all know the Ten Commandments, and we know that that is one of the Ten Commandments. So it does lead to that. Let's just read that in Exodus chapter 20, I believe it's about what, verse 12. Look at Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So people hear that and say, well, what's wrong with these men? They're talking about don't follow Father's Day, or don't celebrate Father's Day, when the scriptures themselves tell you to honor your father and your mother. But see, what you all don't understand is that many of the days that are celebrated in this country and throughout the world have absolutely nothing to do with the Bible. As a matter of fact, I bet that many of you didn't even understand or know that the original name for it was the Great Sky Father's Day. Now, why is it the Great Sky Father's Day? Who was one of the Sky Fathers, brother? In Norse mythology, Odin, who was the father of the gods, was also known as the Sky Father. And that's Norse mythology. You may know it. He was Odin being the father of Thor. Thor being a Marvel character now. Did a few movies. Anthony Hopkins plays Odin, so that might be something related to. But he was the Sky Father.
Okay, let's be clear again with that. Again, that was O-D-E-N, pronounced Odin. And this is not in disrespect to Exodus chapter 23, verse 13, where the Most High tell us not to make mention of the name of other deities. But for teaching purposes, we got to tell these people what's going on here. Hallelujah. Odin was also known as the same character as, quote-unquote, Santa Claus. This wicked, lying, evil thing that come up on December 25th, okay? But Odin was known as the, quote, sky god, a sky deity, a false pagan deity that does not exist, but yet is worshipped and represented into many of the pagan or wicked or evil festivals and festivities surrounding various holidays that have been disguised, and Father's Day is one of them. This is the father that the day is dedicated to. So we just want you all to know this, not to get yourself all wrapped up and tied up in this, but also the Most High Word also tell us and inform us in Jeremiah chapter 10, starting at verse 1. Hallelujah. Y'all let us know to learn not the way of the heathen. He's talking specifically unto Israel. Why? You got to get Israel right, because we were put here as the chosen people of Yah, chosen to lead the nations in righteousness. But we must be righteous to do that. But guess what? Again, this is the work of Yah, because Yah will make us righteous. Don't fool yourself and kid yourself, my beloved brothers and my sisters. You can't make yourself righteous. Righteousness is of Yahweh. He has a plan, and his plan is going to work. He has a purpose, and his purpose is going to work, because if it's gone out of his mouth, he shall surely do it. He will make Israel righteous. Can't no man do this. I don't care who they say they are, what they say they are, that is not in your hand and in your power to do it, because the Most High Yah has power and control over everything, contrary to what Christianity has taught us, that he runs a heaven that's totally out of order, has angels doing whatever they want to do, has a chief angel that's called Satan or the devil that's going to draw a third of the angels with him and did do this. That's a lie. That's a lie. And yes, in future lessons, we are going to show you, in future program, we're going to show you how this is impossible for angels to disobey the Most High Yah like that, and for this type of mindset and thought process to even enter into their mind. Yes, a lot of stuff twisted out here, brothers, sisters, people on the planet. So those of y'all who cannot stand this hard pill, then don't listen. That's all I got to say to you. And those of y'all who think you're going to engage me in a debate, you can forget that too. I'm not here to debate. I'm here to go forth and the hallelujah to debunk, to tear down, to what? To restructure, hallelujah, to rebuild, to do what? To expound upon the truth of the word of Most High. Yeah, I'm not here to be no debater or none of that foolishness. And that's what it is, foolishness. So let's get back into this now and look at some more of the things and discuss some of the things centered around this holiday that's coming up. this coming S-U-N-D-A-Y day. I'm Eliyahu ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio.
So that is our again. What else is it, our ring? You have coming up this year, so-called Father's Day, fall on June 21st. And I'm sorry, they fall on June 15th. On June 21st, you have what's called the summer solstice. So all of these things are not a coincidence. In the past, they celebrated a festival called Lilith, and that was honoring one of the Celtic gods that was called Lug. I'm not sure how you pronounce that, L-U-G-H. You can look it up, you can do your own research. So the time from Father's Day up until when the celebration of Lilith was celebrated, this was all together as one big holiday. And then the fact that it's called the Godfather's Day lets you know that this is all tied into the very same idolatrous worship that's the breaking of the commandments. So we don't even have to go anywhere. We can just go back to the beginning of Exodus chapter 20 to read the commandment that's being broken when people go to celebrate this pagan holiday. And when we say pagan, a lot of times people hear the word pagan and they're hearing it so much that they're not really putting the word together with what it actually is. Pagan is just another word for God worship. So the ones that believe they're following Christ are being tricked into following the devil because they're following customs, traditions, and holidays that come from them, and then they just change the name, adding their own little piece onto it and say, now it's been Christianized.
Okay, now this is where I need to stop right now and go in and get this. See, again, following Christ, that's still my Christian brother, is just as wicked and evil as the pagan holiday. Now, see, he's making good points, bringing out very good information. But the brother is unlearned. He's untaught in what? In the way of the truth. And we're willing to bear with our brothers and sisters because we know we, all of us as a nation, have a lot to learn and have a long way to go. But see, we must set our hearts to really what? To truly understand the working and the mechanisms and the ways of the Most High Yah. Now, this Christ thing and Christianity that he makes mention of, see, that's what I mean. When he come in with that, I got to go and bust it up, break it up, debunk it, tear it up, throw down, hallelujah. May the Most High Yah be with you and bless you in your understanding in his word and overstanding and understanding of his mighty words, because this is what it's all about now. See, our people need to be taught. He's right. Pagan does mean devil worship. But when you try to throw that trickstianity in there, and that's what I call it, trickstianity, because it is full of tricks. There are no lies. There is no truth in it. It's nothing but lies. Nothing but lies. The whole entire New Testament is a book you cannot run to, my brothers and sisters. And the brother does go there in this. I don't know if we'll get to it. But this is what it's all about. This is what this Father's Day that many of you all are going to be a part of, this coming, what, S-U-N-D-A-Y day, is all about. We want you to know the truth of the day, okay? Like I say, we're not saying don't spend time with your mother, don't spend time with your father, hallelujah, but do not engage in the celebration of this mess, you know? If you want to sit down and have a good dinner with your father and mother, whatever, do it. But just know, don't put your heart into it. And I'm not telling you to compromise in any way, fashion, shape, or form, because you have to know the truth about these things in able to what? In order to be able to what? Get around the rudiments and the wickedness of the wicked, in which there are tricks on every end. But see, we're breaking up and busting up trickstianity. Trickstianity has got to go. I am Yirmiyahu ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be back momentarily. We'll probably move into the conclusion of tonight's program.
You can't crystallize Satan and his wicked, wicked, evil holidays. There's something for us to leave alone, and we have better off following what the scriptures say and keeping the days of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, rather than keeping what's celebrated here in this world that is completely against the scriptures. So now let's go to Exodus chapter 20, verse 1. And God made spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which hath brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments.
Okay. So, the scriptures are very clear. When the Most High said, the Most High God, the creator of the heavens and earth, told us very clearly, we are not to bow down to these other gods. We're not to take something that is in the heavens, bring it down to the earth, create an image of it, and worship it as a god. But that's what so many Christians have done, because they're fallen right into the hands and the snare of the devil rather than reading the Bible and following what it says. So he said, don't take anything that is in the heavens and worship it. So now you have this day called Father's Day, which came from the great Godfather, which is talking about the sun, and you're going into the sun worship again, and what is the summer solstice? The longest day of the earth. The day when the sun shines for the longest. So what do they also say is, it's when the sun is at its strongest power. And that's why they worship these days. That all the things set up, the summer solstice, the spring solstice, the winter solstice, all of these days are set up for you to bow down and worship things of the sky and then claim that you're following Christ. There's no difference. The summer solstice, as a matter of fact, is the opposite of the winter solstice, which is when you worship who? That's when they worship
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, they actually worship in Satan, saying that it's what the birth of Christ. And coincidentally, the Catholic Church, along with all of the other demonology and things that they've done, they also have taken the day and they put another spin on it. Because when you read in the scriptures of the New Testament, you find out that John the Baptist was born 6 months before Christ. Now they say that Christmas was December 25th, which is the winter solstice, was Christ's birthday. And 6 months later, or 6 months earlier, in June, is John the Baptist's birthday. So they have St. John's Day on this day. It's all devil worship, evil, wickedness, and it has nothing to do with the Bible.
And this is also the work of the Piso family, and we're going to be bringing out some more teachings on this wicked aristocratic family of heathens that did what? That created the New Testament and had so many people, including my brothers here, confused. Like I say, he's mixing very good information and the truth with lies. You cannot stand on that new book for nothing. And I know one for some of my listeners out there, I've heard one sister who's supposed to be head of some Hebrew congregation in Cincinnati say that she believes in the whole book. Okay. You believe in the whole book. Now stay that confused, sister. Yeah. Yeah, stay that confused. And I understand you got a rock hard head and you don't want to hear. You better shema, my sister, shema. Hear the words of Yah. Yah don't have anyone beside him, other than him, and literally beside him. The word beside is twofold in its meaning. That means what? No one literally beside him. Hallelujah, praise the Most High Yah. And there is no one other than him, because the Most High Yah is one. All of the prophets, Moshe, all of them taught that Yah, our Elohim, is one. Shema Yisrael, hallelujah. Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. That means, hear, O Yisrael, Yahweh, our Elohim, is one. Not two, not three, not one, two, three, one. one. I am Yahweh, and there's none beside me. But these pagan heathen holidays have got to go, all of them. Yes, even the celebration of your birthday is not sanctioned by the Most High God. There's nothing wrong with what? Recognizing the fact that you lived to see another year or some more years added on to the anniversary of the day you were born, because you don't have but one birthday. The rest of them are just anniversaries. They are anniversaries. You don't have but one birthday, and that's the day that you are born on, the actual day, the actual time, the minute, the hour, the second, and all that good stuff. That's your birthday right there. The rest of them are anniversaries to your birthday. So there's nothing wrong with acknowledging and thanking the Most High Yah to see more years, you know, to see another year, to see more years added on to your days and you're still here. Hallelujah. Nothing wrong, but do not make no big hoopla about it, and no big celebration, no birthday party and all that, because that's all pagan. That's all pagan. All of the things that the heathens have taught us, they have taught us nothing right. Everything is wrong. Everything is a lie, including the book that the Pisos formulated and came up with and compiled and composed called the New Testament. Yes, we're going to bring out that letter that the man put out years ago. Oh, yeah, we're going to go into that and show you who all these characters are that are mentioned over here in the new book, because what? We have the publication. We have the breakdown of all of this, and we are going to expound upon these pisos, hallelujah, who are nothing but a what? A bunch of liars. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to probably get just maybe a couple of them, about another minute or so in here, and we're going to go ahead and just go on and close on that, because we only have roughly about, what, 3 or 4 more minutes remaining. Praise the Most High, Yahweh, Israel. You are in the Mali Street every M-Day, every W-Day on Blog Talk Radio.
If you can show us in the Bible where they tell us to worship any of that, we'll stop teaching, pack up, and we'll never teach this again. But you're not going to be able to because it's a lie. So now, what is it truly to worship? Or what is it truly, brother, to honor thy father and mother? Because we're not supposed to worship our fathers either. We're supposed to honor your father and mother. So what is it truly? Let's go to the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. We already got a piece of it when we read in Exodus, but we're going to get a little bit more. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. So you want to know how to honor your father and mother? You're supposed to obey your parents. What was the key in that sentence? Obey your parents in the Lord. In the Lord. So to honor your father and mother is to obey them in the Lord. When your parents are teaching you commandments, when your parents are teaching you about how to follow Christ, when your parents are teaching you about the Bible, that's what it is to obey your parents in the Lord. As they teach you not to be an adulterer, as they teach you not to be a thief, as they teach you not to go and commit homosexuality, as they teach you to honor the Sabbath day, those are the things that are honoring your father and mother.
Now, you all already know where I'm going with this. Now, I don't subscribe to nothing that's said over there in no Ephesians, okay? Our book tells us this in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go. Which way should he go? He should go in the way of the Most High Yah. But see, we haven't known these things. So now that we know, train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. No, we're not describing to nothing those so-called Ephesians got to say about this, because the Ephesians were heathens, because they were created by the Piso family of Rome, who were nothing but a race of heathens who did not believe in the truth. And you already know where we're going with this. Yes, there will be an F day. Yeah, I'm going to come back on the F day and get back into this more, because, again, our main subject is what? Debunking this Father's Day. But at the same time as we debunk Father's Day, we got to debunk all the stuff that's attached to a new book, a so-called New Testament, that's affiliated with all things and everything, my beloved brothers and sisters of the planet, all my beloved brothers and sisters, rather, and people of the nation. Yes, my beloved brothers and sisters, these are the days of awakening. I get so excited sometimes. Y'all have to excuse me. Sometimes my mouth run ahead of my brain. I'd be so excited and be so into what I'm doing and so what? Wonderfully inspired to do what? To continue to bring you the word to the Most High Yahweh. All praise, honor, and glory be unto Yahweh. We thank Yahweh for this truth. We thank him for this wisdom. We thank him for this understanding. Yes, we do not encourage anyone to celebrate the what? The day of the sky god, the sky father, the father of the sky father. No, that's what this day is all about. We'll be back again this F-Day to kind of bring it further focus, and we praise Yah. Shalom, shalom, shalom.